This is Charles Diemer with a Real Audio Screenwriting Tip. It's obvious that screenwriters, like all writers, need a space in which to work. Whether it's an office in the home or dining room table after the household's left for the day, gone to bed, writers need their space, a sanctuary, if you will, however temporary, a space in which they can write free from distraction and interruption. I've recently been reminded of how important a writing space is. My wife and I just bought a house, a little cottage in the woods within the city limits here in Portland, Oregon. And my new workspace is a basement office surrounded by windows that look out onto woods and an orchard, and I just love it. But I haven't always been so lucky. One of the funkiest writing spaces I ever had was also in the basement, but a very grungy basement in which I was illegally living, thanks to a manager who gave me a free crash space. I think he thought it was his gift to the arts or something. Anyway, I spent 4 or 5 months down there, sleeping on a mattress that belonged in the dump, setting up my table on a shaky table that I had rescued from a trash bin. What I remember most about that writing space was the neighborhood critic. There was one window available to me, and I set my shaky table under it. I'm a morning writer, and around 10 I would usually take a coffee break. This was also about the time that a neighborhood cat made his rounds, and he would pass by my dirty window and peek in. And then, now and again, not always, but sometimes, the cat would pee on the window. Well, I began to take these gestures personally. A pee on the window meant that the morning's work wasn't worth a damn. I'd better toss it away and start over. A pass was reason for celebration. The feline critic didn't pee on my efforts this morning. Well, critic or not, I got some writing done in those depressing digs. Now I'm getting some writing done in digs that, well, remind me a little bit of heaven. The point is, the writing space doesn't have to be fancy, though it's very nice when it is mellow, quiet with a view. But the writing space does have to exist. I'm a firm believer in the habit of writing, of setting up a schedule when you write 5 or 6 days a week, if possible, for an hour or more a day. I write 4 to 6 hours a day in the mornings, and I've always had my own writing space, even if it was the temporary free use of a basement that deserved to be condemned. As a matter of fact, I wrote a damn good play in that hellhole. So if you don't already have your writing space, see what you can do about getting one. Of course, the dining room table will do, but how much nicer and more convenient if you can create a permanent writing space, a shrine to your creative efforts. I think it should be an important demand on your living space, a writing area in which you work. If it isn't, I think you should make changes as soon as you can. Arrange your life so your writing is for the long haul. Give yourself a space, a permanent space, in which you can do that. This is Charles Diemer at the Screenwriters and Playwrights homepage, just sitting here staring out at the woods, and staring, and staring.